Saludos. Somos los estudiantes de La Guardia y este es nuestro proyecto. This project represents the linguistic diversity of Jackson Heights.
Our group interviewed a Peruvian lady named Rosa. We asked her a few questions regarding her thoughts about the Jackson Heights community. Rosa has been working in Costamar Travel Agency for 10 years. She speaks English and Spanish, but she feels more comfortable speaking Spanish. Rosa shares her opinions about what she thinks is the preferred and proper language in the United States of America. According to Rosa, the owner of this business decided to make the sign in English and Spanish because we are in America. One of our first questions was, why was the sign of the store English and Spanish? She replied that is the way that is represented online, and younger people tend to purchase tickets online. However, the reason why the majority of the older customers go in person is because they do not speak English and feel more comfortable buying packages with someone that speaks their language. Their business has gone down due to the use of the internet. Rosa says that she feels that English is the main language in this country.
Sí, pues básicamente trabajamos con hispanos aquí en Jackson Heights. Hablo español y el cliente que tenemos vienen aquí porque nosotros hablamos español.
Ya entiendo.
Ese es el grupo que los clientes que tenemos captado nosotros, ¿no? Porque la siguiente generación de los que hablan inglés no tenemos clientes jóvenes realmente. O sea, en esta compañía, estoy hablando de mi compañía. No, no tenemos claro. Muchos, porque los jóvenes básicamente se encargan de comprar los paquetes turísticos en el internet.
Claro.
Se les da el negocio porque no es, ya no, ¿cómo te digo? Ha bajado un poco ese negocio aquí.
Por el internet.
Ya. Okay,
por el internet.
Ok.
Sí, sí, en eso sí hay un cambio, por ejemplo. Sí, de 10 años para acá yo sí siento que ha bajado. Okay. Realmente es un negocio perecedero. Específicamente las agencias de viajes, ¿no? Los restaurantes de repente no tanto, pero las agencias de viajes.
So, ¿usted se siente que el idioma primordial de Estados Unidos es el inglés?
Definitivamente sí.
Ok. Perfect.
We asked why. She replied, we should all learn how to speak English in this country to communicate better with others. The biggest clientele in this travel agency are Hispanics, so Spanish is her preferred language in the store. Majority of the residents in Jackson Heights only speak Spanish. Rosa shares that the community has not changed much in 10 years culturally. Most residents are still Hispanics. All of the paperwork from this agency is in English. However, when clients attend the store, they translate everything to them in Spanish. Rosa concludes the interview by stating that she would like for more people to learn English in order to open more doors in this country. She also expresses that we can all gain more opportunities that many others do not get due to the limited languages they speak. By people learning how to speak English, they will get additional rights to access more benefits.
Now we'll be introducing Ms. Elena, who teaches English in Jackson Heights. She's been teaching in the United States for 26 years.
Can you describe the culture of Jackson Heights?
Culture of Jackson Heights is predominantly from, I don't know if they will be called Latinos community, but majority are Spanish-speaking and immigrants.
In the 3 months that you've been working here, how have you adapted to this neighborhood?
I'm teaching English to those struggling how to speak in English.
Does the connection you have in this community reflect the way back in your country or origin?
You can say that. I mean, the community is friendly and hardworking. Considering that they are immigrants, they're hardworking. They want to improve their lot, because most of them, majority of the students here are they want to learn English so that they will improve in their jobs. They will improve in their jobs.
Okay.
They think they have a better opportunity to get a better job if they can speak English.
Do you think English is the in this country?
Primary language in this country, not anymore, I think. Okay. Not anymore. It depends on the location.
Okay.
In Manhattan, I would say yes.
Okay.
But it's becoming a second language. Spanish is becoming a second language.
Okay.
Because, as you will note, even in application forms to be filled out,
yes,
there's a Spanish translation.
Yeah.
Mm. So Spanish is something to contend with.
Okay. So would you say that English and Spanish are like the primary language in the United States?
I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are the changes that you have applied throughout the years to have a better communication with your clients, in this case your